Understanding Lord Chaitanya 2023 Part 2 External Reasons. What the Upanishads describe as impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of Lord Chaitanya's body, and the Lord, known as Supersoul Paramatma, is but Lord Chaitanya's localized plenary full portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself, full with six opulences. Lord Chaitanya is the Absolute Truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to Lord Chaitanya. Anarpita charin chirat karuna avatirna kalau samarpayitum anatojvala rasang swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara duty kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratu va shachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation had ever offered before. And what is that? That is the most sublime and radiant mellow of all kinds of relationships in devotional service, namely the mellow of Madhurya Rasa, or conjugal love. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then Krishna disappears. And after disappearing, however, Krishna thinks in this way: for a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. And without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Brajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence, why, it does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. Sarshti, achieving opulences equal to those of me. Sarupya, having a form the same as me. Samipya, living as my personal associate. And Salokya, living on my planet. However, devotees never accept Sayuja, since that is oneness with Brahman. And so I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age of Kali, Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. For unless one practices devotional service oneself, then one cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. And therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. And so, thinking in this manner, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. The lion-like Lord Chaitanya thus appeared in Navadvipa. Lord Chaitanya has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. Oh, may that lion Chaitanya be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may Gauranga Mahaprabhu drive away one's elephant-like vices. In his early pastimes, Lord Chaitanya is known as Vishvambara because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living beings. Lord Chaitanya nourishes and maintains the three worlds by distributing love of God. In his later pastimes, Lord Vishvambara is known as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya blesses the whole world by teaching about the name and fame of Lord Sri Krishna. The religious practice for the age of Kali is to broadcast the glories of the holy name. Only for this external reason has Lord Krishna, in a yellowish color, descended as Lord Chaitanya. The luster of Lord Chaitanya's expansive body resembles molten gold. The deep sound of Lord Chaitanya's voice conquers the thundering of newly assembled clouds. Lord Chaitanya's arms are long enough to reach his knees. Lord Chaitanya's eyes are just like lotus flowers. Lord Chaitanya's nose is like a sesame flower. And Lord Chaitanya's face is as beautiful as the moon. Lord Chaitanya is peaceful, self-controlled, and fully devoted to the transcendental service of Lord Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is affectionate toward his devotees. Lord Chaitanya is gentle, and Lord Chaitanya is equally disposed towards all living beings. Lord Chaitanya is decorated with sandalwood bangles and armlets and anointed with the pulp of sandalwood. Lord Chaitanya especially wears these decorations in order to dance in Sri Krishna Sankirtana. In his early pastimes, Lord Chaitanya appears as a householder with a golden complexion. Lord Chaitanya's limbs are beautiful, and Lord Chaitanya's body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. In Lord Chaitanya's later pastimes, he accepts the sannyasa order, and Lord Chaitanya is equipoised and peaceful. Lord Chaitanya is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for Lord Chaitanya silences the impersonalist non-devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of religion in this age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. And although his complexion is not blackish, he is still Krishna himself. This Lord Chaitanya is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, please hear all these glories of Lord Chaitanya. For this verse clearly summarizes Lord Chaitanya's activities and characteristics. The two syllables Krishna are always in Lord Chaitanya's mouth, or else it means that Lord Chaitanya constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. These are the two meanings of the word Krishna Varna. Indeed, nothing else but Krishna issues from Lord Chaitanya's mouth. Now, if someone tries to describe Lord Chaitanya as being of blackish complexion, well, the next adjective in the above verse, Twisha Akrishnam, immediately restricts that notion. Lord Chaitanya's complexion is certainly not blackish. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that Lord Chaitanya's complexion is yellow. One can vividly see Lord Chaitanya's glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. And to destroy that ignorance, Lord Chaitanya has brought various weapons, such as his plenary full associates, his devotees, and the holy name. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service, and they are to be known as kalmasha, sins. Raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love, Lord Chaitanya drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. Anyone who looks upon Lord Chaitanya's beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. In other incarnations, Lord Krishna descended with armies and weapons. But in this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya's soldiers are his plenary full parts and associates. Lord Chaitanya's plenary full parts and associates perform the work of weapons as their own specific duties. Sri Advaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are both plenary full portions of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are the limbs, angas, of Lord Chaitanya's body. The parts of these two limbs are called the upangas. And thus, Lord Chaitanya is equipped with sharp weapons in the form of his parts and plenary full portions. All these weapons are competent enough to crush the faithless atheists. Sri Nityananda Goswami is directly Halidar, Lord Balaram himself, and Advaita Acharya is the personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu himself. These two captains, along with their soldiers, such as Srivas Thakur, travel everywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. Why, Lord Nityananda's very features indicate that he is the subduer of the unbelievers. And all sins and unbelievers flee from the loud shouts of Advaita Acharya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the initiator of Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name of God. One who worships Lord Chaitanya through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others, who have but a poor fund of knowledge, must endure the cycle of repeated birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. The principal reason for Sri Chaitanya's descent was the appeal by Advaita Acharya. Because Lord Krishna, the protector of religion, appears by the desire of his devotee. Recorded March 6, 2023, Gaur Purnima Day, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Lord Gauranga is calling, please chant the holy name. In every town and village, there's no time for all your games. You know it's time to wake up, find out who you are. Wake up, it's time to wake up. You've been dreaming on a star. Lord Gauranga is calling, please come and dance with me. And if you chant, you'll be happy. Try it and you'll see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Gauranga